The following program is brought to you by Podcast One Sportsnet. Don't forget to download our new Podcast One app.
Oh, brother, if you like my show, you're going to love the Dennis Miller option on Podcast One. Dennis gearing up with his own snarky brand of common sense and unapologetic opinion. And taking a bunch of his celebrity friends along for the ride. Check out the Dennis Miller option every Tuesday and Thursday on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. That dude can bring it.
Time to play with pain, where sports and inaccuracy collide. Now, here's your host, veteran sportscaster, and the voice of the International Speed Fishing Championships, Chet Waterhouse.
Oh, brother! Hello again, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. My guest today, top shelf actor who's hosting El Rey Network's Man at Arms, Art of War, the great Danny Trejo. First, let me thank the folks that sponsor this podcast for real. True Car, for all your car buying needs. BetOnline.ag, partnering up with Podcast One Sportsnet. And, of course, we got Pluto. Download all your favorite shows to your favorite devices with Pluto. And as always, before we get to my guest, time for the Waterhouse Update, brought to you by Motorboats, the restaurant that's just a little more fun than Hooters. Let's go to Chet Waterhouse out in the field. Chet?
Thanks, Chet. It's time for the Waterhouse Update, brought to you by Smackaroni, the macaroni and cheese that'll take your tongue out back for a whooping. NFL, Chiefs, Rams, the prettiest couple in L.A. since Brangelina. Rams win 54-51, which also is what's left in my bank account. The two teams scored more than Carson Kressley at a Brokeback Mountain screening. They were going to play the game in Mexico City until someone realized, oops, that's in Mexico. Meanwhile, New Orleans wins bigger than cat videos on the internet. I saw pigs flying, so the Giants must have won a game. And the Steelers get past the Jags like a fat passenger who really has to pee getting past a drink cart by any means necessary. That item brought to you by Sparka, the winter parka with its own small fire. Come out of the darka with Sparka. College football. Kansas hires Miles Davis as head coach. Oh, wait, that's Les Miles. That makes more sense, or does it? Trophy week is here. Purdue, Indiana for the old oaken bucket full of frustrated tears. Washington, Washington State for the Apple Cup. Loser eats the cores. OSU takes on Michigan for both Schembechler's bronzed upper dental plate. And coming up on HGTV's Coach's Office Makeover, Mike McIntyre's Colorado office. And hey, they got a painter's truck parked outside Clay Helton's place. That college football update brought to you by Nick Saban Cadillac Subaru. You're going to get a car whether you like it or not at Nick Saban Cadillac Subaru. NBA, Golden State falling apart like a convenience store quiche. College hoops, Duke 4-0, tougher than an Amtrak hot dog. Furman beats Villanova. Like Mormons on their first trip to a strip club, they just keep coming at you. High school, an off-duty high school football ref in Illinois put on his stripes and roamed the sidelines of his son's football game trying to influence the calls. When asked why he thought he could get away with it, he said, our governor was Rod Blagojevich. Those items brought to you by Gesundheits, the leotards that help cut your sneezing in half. And finally, this week in sports history, the year 1902, the place, Paris, France, Gio Lefebvre and Henri Degrange create the Tour de France, and exactly 65 years later, blood doping was invented. What are the odds? This Waterhouse Update brought to you by Ahem. When you want to interrupt someone without wasting valuable words, try Ahem. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone, except that Weinstein guy. Back to you, Chet.
Thanks, Chet. Get home safely, buddy. Now it's talk time. My guest today, great actor. You know him from Heat, Con Air, Desperado, Machete. He's now hosting Man at Arms, Art of War on the El Rey Network. Danny Trejo. Danny, how are you today?
Fine. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Man, my pleasure. Now listen, L.A. born and raised, L.A. sports fan. Why Rams and Dodgers? Because they were around when you were growing up. Absolutely.
I used to sneak into the Coliseum in 1957.
Damn.
And, yeah, don't damn. Yeah, but, you know, it's like I've been a Rams fan, you know, and the first thing I really remember, my dad, a construction worker, came home. He had bought me a number 11 Norm Van Brocklin Los Angeles Rams jersey.
The Flying Dutchman.
Hey, the Dutchman, and it was like $10. That was a lot of money in them days.
Huge, I mean, though. Norm Van Brocklin, who'd they have? Then they had Roman Gabriel for a while. They had
the fearsome foursome.
Yeah, that's right. I might be able to get this. I might be able to get this. Fearsome foursome was Deacon Jones. Hang on. Who's the white guy? I got it.
Can you forget the white guy?
Deacon Jones. Oh, man, I'm stumped. I can't believe it. Deacon Jones, Lamar Lundy.
Yeah.
Then the guy who went on to TV, starred in the Sappy Show. Why can't I think of his name? Forget it.
They were bad. They were so bad.
That bust of a trivia by Chet, brought to you by Breasts, the all-white meat chicken restaurant. Now, listen to me. So Dodgers and Rams, kind of your teams?
Yeah.
Dodgers? Yeah.
Oh, boy. Lakers, you know. It's tough to be 7 foot if you're Mexican. You know what I mean? You're 5'8". You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm 5'8". I'm sorry.
Yeah, they didn't play a lot of basketball in East LA. They didn't do it. So you got to be excited. Rams playing. They got the big game in Mexico City.
Whoa, I'm going to be there. Mexico City.
That's
this
crazy.
Monday night football. Watch us and you'll see me on TV.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, you had a key to their success, which is their training. Where are they training right now, the Rams?
Well, no, they went. I think they went right now. They're in Colorado.
Colorado.
Trying to
get used to
the altitude.
The altitude.
That altitude will kill you. That's why Cain Velasquez lost his title. He went down to Mexico City to fight, and he didn't get used to that altitude. If you run up a flight of steps in Mexico City, you're winded.
You're out.
Yeah.
You need smelling salts.
Absolutely.
They got to come up with your trainer, a cut man.
Run with a beautiful woman, you get mouth to mouth.
That's the only trainer I need. All right, now listen, you know why brunch got so popular in L.A.? It was because there was no NFL, and people got busy with brunch. Now we got two great teams. Yeah. Maybe brunch will take a back seat. What about the Chargers? You got to love the Chargers.
Yeah,
they
Chargers.
They got some guts.
They got guts, but you know what? I think they're they need a home, like a their own home. Maybe not San Diego, but they need San Jose Chargers.
You know. That's a good call. So you think they might move again?
Well, I don't know. I right now it's like it's just Ram mania.
Yeah,
just because
it is.
9-1. You know, I mean, they haven't had a record like that since 1969.
Yeah, it's crazy. Although the Chargers, what are the Chargers? 7-2 now? They're playing pretty. Yeah. They got my boy. They got my boy at tailback there. They got Melvin Gordon. Yeah. Kid from Wisconsin. I'm from Wisconsin, so I like to root for the homeboys. But, Rams are on fire. They could do it. That could be the preview of the Super Bowl in Mexico City.
I think Gurley's going to be one of the greatest running backs.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's, like, awesome.
The kid's a monster. He's a monster. Now, also, former boxer, interesting place to train, San Quentin. Did you do that for the discipline of it?
Well, no, my uncle who used to fight Golden Gloves when he was 14, I was 6. No, I was 8, and I used to be a sparring punching bag. So I had to learn how to fight.
Eight?
I had to learn how to fight.
Wow.
I had to learn how to fight, or I get my head beat in. So I became pretty prolific at boxing.
Man, So you kind of learn the ropes. Then you can. But that was also kind of a link to your film career.
Yeah. I actually got SAG because I started. It's funny because I remember they asked me. Can you you want to be an extra? I said, an extra what? And they said, can you act like a convict? And I thought, I've been in every prison in the state of California.
I don't have to act.
I'll give it a shot. And I started training an actor how to box. And, you know, the director saw me and saw that I got along with the actor. So
right.
He just said, you know, you'll be in. Andre Kajalowski, you'll be in movie. Russian aristocrat. You'll be in movie. You fight Eric in movie. And you be my friend.
Eric Roberts, right?
Yeah, Eric Roberts, yeah.
Man, so, oh man. That's
I fought with him in a movie called Runaway Train.
Sure. That was a great movie.
Yeah.
John Voight. Now, somebody else was in that.
John Voight.
Yeah.
Eddie Bunker. That was my mentor. Eddie Bunker. My friend forever. In fact, I ran into him, and he asked me if I was still boxing because he saw me win the lightweight and the welterweight title up in San Quentin.
Sure.
And he said, I said, Eddie, what are you doing here? I adapted the screen because he adapted the screenplay to Runaway Train. So he's the one who kind of got me the job.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You got to love that. Well, the discipline now, listen, you hosting a weapons show is not
awesome.
Doing much for a lot of people's nightmares.
Man at Arms. Art of War. Well, it takes...
This is season two, right?
Yeah, it takes weapons a little further. It's not just a weapons show. It's actually the history and how they were the game changer in whatever period of time they were in. You know, it's like people don't know it, but the reason the Mongols were so heavy as far as war went is because they developed the reverse bow, and it was so strong it would pierce armor.
Good Lord.
So
that's, I might need that. I got a divorce hearing coming up.
It was a short bow so they could fire it off of horses.
Wow. So you look at all weapons, and then in some cases you reconfigure the weapon, you rebuild the weapon. Right?
No, we rebuild all of them.
In all of them.
Yeah, we'll we try to use the method that they used in ancient times.
So you're not cheating. You're not going to one of those laser printers, printing out a paper version of a reverse bow.
So the guys are like really, you know, really, really great, the guys that we work
these
with.
These are steel workers, forgers. These are forgers. I know it sounds weird.
For some reason, it just seems like you're going to the penitentiary.
Especially, yeah. Hey, believe me, with the back history you have, I should avoid the word forger. So now you use guys out of Baltimore, is it? From everywhere. Arms builders from everywhere.
And they're like really just unbelievable. We had one, in fact, we had the daughter of the guy, I can't remember her name, forgive me, but that actually taught Bruce Lee how to use the nunchucks.
Get out!
Yeah, and God, what is his name? Anyways, unbelievable, a martial artist.
So now, did you rebuild like authentic?
Absolutely,
like,
yeah.
Get out. Yeah. Now, what's the difference? Because now they make them out of plastic.
Yeah, well, no. They got a
holder for your credit card in them. Who needs that instead of nunchucks?
There's an art to doing all of this. It's just like the samurai sword. Well, there was certain masters at making a samurai sword. Samurais would actually wait and go to special people to make their swords.
Yeah, now I know this from watching that show that they do out of Las Vegas, Pawn Stars. Because if you hit the handle just right, you can pull out the bottom of the base of the sword, and they got the name of the guy who built it.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Wow. Yeah.
That's crazy. So you guys have been rebuilding samurai swords. What's the craziest thing you guys rebuilt?
We built a spear. It was like a thing that shot spears.
And, it shot spears?
Yeah, and we literally killed a 1980 Chevy, I think.
Boy, who hasn't wanted to throw a spear into a 1980 Chevy?
No, we killed it.
An ugly Chevy.
We shot about four spears and it killed it. You know?
Was it moving? Did you get it while it was moving? Boy, that'd be something. So now, how big what kind of contraption?
Yeah, it was a
shoots a spear.
It was about as big as this table, about you know 6 foot.
Good Lord!
And it actually shot them, you know, and then we built a. The one that I liked the most was the samurai sword. They're unbelievable. It's works of art.
It's art of war.
They showed me how they keep folding steel. They keep folding the steel and make it to where it's just like razor sharp. You can shave with them.
Wow, that's incredible. Now, do you get to keep one? Do you ever go to the prop master and go, hey, I'll take that one off your hands?
Yeah, I got a machete at home that they made, and it's like awesome. Yeah.
Was that for the movies or from the show?
No, it was from the show.
It was from the show. They made a machete. Now, how far back does the machete go?
Oh, the machetes goes to the machete was actually a farm tool. I mean, people use that, you know, in the farm in the Philippines. The machetes are all over the world.
Right,
but
right.
Out of necessity, you know, when the government came in, they started using the machete as a weapon.
Sure, yeah.
You know, and that's and you know, people became, you know, just awesome at it. I mean, they're so. I killed Steven Seagal with it, so.
Sure, and the world thanks you. Let's be honest.
I love you, Steve, but had to do it, sorry. And I'm the only person to ever kill Steven Seagal.
That's right.
On in the movie.
Because normally he kind of flips his wrist and about eight guys fall down. It's very, very impressive. Listen, that movie endorsement brought to you by Maserati, the Jewish sports car. Now, listen to me. What do you got cooking for season two, Men at Arms?
Oh, God.
Art Award. And first of all, on the El Rey Network, where can people find the El Rey Network?
That's right, on the El Rey Network. And
Is it not like satellite? And
We literally have some of the biggest weapons. We have the weapons from Philippines, Japan.
Hey, you're going to do those. They got like yo-yos. The Filipino people used to use yo-yo. They did.
Bang, kill you and come back.
Yeah. You got to do one of those.
That's going to be awesome.
Oh, man.
Put it on the schedule, Robert.
Exactly. I love yo-yos. That'd be great. So what else you got? What else you got coming up this
from
season?
The Philippines and then the ancient Japanese... I forget. Bunch of good stuff.
That's all you need. And it's actual weapons from the time frame.
Yes.
And then you demonstrate them.
Absolutely.
To show that you have built something that could have been built back then.
That is actually the hook. I call it the hook. But it's like, you know, people are waiting to see it demonstrated. And we do demonstrate it. I love.
Do you get involved in that?
Absolutely. That's a part I love.
You start whipping around stuff. I need one of those giant things. I don't even know what they call them. That the guys on horseback used to ride like a pole, like a 12-foot pole.
Yeah.
And then on the end of it, it's just like a pizza cutter. But a giant one,
yeah.
and then they would just wail on people. I don't think it's an Italian instrument.
I don't know.
I don't think it is. But then these guys are, you got to be in shape to do that.
Yeah,
you're an incredible.
Well, you know,
how do you stay in shape?
Hey, there are some swords that literally you had to be a bodybuilder to lift them.
Yeah.
And so these guys were like amazing. Me,
and
I
see. That's when you run in. That's when I would run in. Bite their nose because they're trying to lift the sword. That's my only chance. I'm 5'8". I'm running,
awesome.
Buddy. Off comes the schnoz.
That was good.
So how do you stay in shape? But get out of here. You're in incredible shape.
Yeah, I work. I do my exercise. I train. I hate getting hit in the face now.
That is hard.
Yeah. I'm under the Floyd Mayweather fighting. I'd rather hit than be hit.
Right. The Sugar Ray Leonard. Too pretty. Don't mess with me above the neck. All right, listen, folks. I got a bona fide real actor here. Time for Advice Corner. Actual takeaway for my listeners from the great Danny Trejo. I'm just going to ask you some questions. You can answer them as honestly, straightforward as you can. Best way to keep calm when you're on a film shoot that's not going well. Because you've been on some films that are that are classics, but you've also been involved. Some films a little dicey. How do you keep your focus and still do your job?
Walk a puppy.
Walk a puppy. I love it. Three words. Get out. I'm not pushing that. What can you do when you got to kiss someone and you're not really into it?
Well, I guess I
would. Did you just ask for a new actress?
I wouldn't be into it if it was a man. But
yeah.
Otherwise, I'm into it.
I like that too. Best way to pull yourself together before an important scene, when you know you got a big scene. How do you go away and focus, or do you like to be on set and focus? For young actors out there, what do you do?
Eat a Trejo's taco.
Hey, that's the way to do it. I love it. That'll settle anybody down. Quick tip, because I know you've been through hell and back. Quick tip for handling rejection for a lot of young actors, and not just actors, you got young people in life who just are having a hard time and are getting rejected, whatever their job might be. How best did you handle rejection? How did you pick yourself up off the mat?
Well, first of all, you got to remember that acting is rejection. If you're not okay, start off there, and then you're like better. But, you know, it's like it's not about It's about getting on to the next one. It's not about worrying about that one. It's getting on to the next one. That's you gotta keep coming up to bat to get a hit. You gotta remember that. You know, even your major league baseball players that get paid $890 strike out.
Yeah.
You know.
70% of the time they strike out. Yeah. And that's the good ones. So you gotta flip your head, you gotta forget about the past.
Like, come on,
go
keep,
for it. I love that. That advice corner brought to you by UDrive, the app that lets you rent your own car to take you wherever you want to go. Hey, speaking of cars, 60 seconds. That's exactly how long this commercial lasts. You know what else you can do in about a minute? Get an offer for your car with TrueCar. That's right. And the amount of time it takes to floss your teeth, pet your dog, do a few sit-ups, or just listen to my voice, you can get a true cash offer. Best of all, you can do it from your smartphone or home. Just go to TrueCar and simply enter your license plate number and watch how your car's details pop up. Answer a few questions and you'll get an accurate true cash offer from a local TrueCar certified dealer. It's that easy. After that, you can bring your car in and they'll check it out with you together. You can ask questions and get the answers you need so there's no surprises. Then simply leave with your check or trade-in and your car, you trade in for your new car for your new ride. You got it? Just go. TrueCar, that's the place. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today. All right, Denny, it's time for the Fiery Four. These are sports headlines that are so hot, they'll melt forged steel into a cutting blade for Man-at-Arms Art of War.
Awesome.
Fire number one.
The Fiery Four.
Rams are 9-1.
Yeah, that ain't no fire. Lakers are starting to vibe. I know you're an L.A. guy, even though basketball's a little down the priority list. Can they actually make it to the finals with LeBron this season? They got some good young kids,
Absolutely. And
the rest of the league's looking a little flaky to me.
I honestly believe they can do anything they want with LeBron.
Yeah, they really can. Yeah. And, you know, people don't understand this. Cleveland started weak.
Yeah.
Every season, they're like 8-8, then boom, they take off. I think they're going to ramp it. Danny Trejo says yes. Fire number two! You got a playoff game to win. Who's your quarterback from L.A., Jared Goff or Phillip Rivers?
Come on. It's got to be Goff.
You think Goff? You like the kid.
I love the kid, man. God. And then he's coached by somebody who just got out of high school. That's so awesome.
Yeah, Sean McVay.
Sean McVay's awesome, man.
He's about 32.
And, hey, bad words are okay, Sean. Just don't let your mom hear you say them.
Yeah, exactly. Use that damn roster card. You got the roster card. Slap it in front of your face when you're swearing.
I loved it. It was like so amazing, man. His mom did. Don't use that language, Sean.
Yeah, he's still using acne medication.
It's okay, it's all right.
He's that young. Fire number three! L.A. hosting the Olympics in less than a decade. What sport do you think should be dumped from the Olympics so that we can get sword making in there? Because
I don't care. Just
there's
dump
some
something.
Weird ones in there.
Yeah.
You don't care?
I don't care. Well, just let's have sword making in there.
All right, sword making in the Olympics. And you know who's going to argue with you if you come with one of those giant swords and go, "Hey, we'd like to enter into the Olympics."
I just made this. We're putting it in.
That's right. And finally, fire number four. Dodger Stadium, the third oldest major league stadium in the country now.
Yeah.
Should they renovate it or leave it as is?
Well, it's like, I love Dodger Stadium. I love the Dodgers. They were awesome. They made it to the World Series. And they had the longest game in Dodger in history.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, as far as
I had to pee 19 times. 18, that
you know
game.
What? I made the mistake. People started getting up in the 12th inning.
Yeah.
And I said, "Come on, you punks. What are you? What's wrong? Sit down. We got to cheer on our team."
Exactly.
So they sat back down. So then I'm sitting there in the 15th inning. Mario goes, "Why did you have to say that? We can't leave now."
You're stuck. You're absolutely stuck. Well, I hope they leave the stadium the same. That's a beautiful stadium.
Yeah, I love it. And then, hey, my cousin Gilbert right now is working on the new Rams Stadium. So
Ooh. That's
a beauty. Man.
That's going to be a beauty. Where are they plopping that baby?
Right there in Inglewood. Right there where the old racetrack used to be.
Where the old racetrack and the old forum used to be.
And it was too high. They had to bring it down because of the airport. So it's like underground.
Wow. Talk about a skybox.
Awesome.
Land your Delta flight from Minneapolis right in the third quarter of the Rams game. That Fiery Four brought to you by Three Guys from Italy Restaurant. Why do you got to know their names? What's it to you anyway? You like the food? Shut up and eat. Hey, before we get to the pop quiz, and speaking of sports, Thanksgiving week, that means a ton of great football action. The NFL, Chicago at Detroit, Washington at Dallas, Atlanta at New Orleans, all great divisional matchups. And college football, huge matchups. Rivalry games, Michigan versus Ohio State, Washington, Washington State for the Apple Cup, Florida, Florida State, and Notre Dame at USC, so much more. There's only one place to get in on all the action, and that is betonline.ag. Don't wait any longer. Use promo code PODCAST1 to receive a 50% sign-up bonus. That's PODCAST1 for the 50% sign-up bonus. And hey, I'm up against all these SportsCast1, SportsNet podcast guys, and I'm kind of starting to climb back up the ladder here. My picks for week 12, Bills, Eagles, Panthers, Ravens, Chargers. That's all you need to know, but I need your help making my picks so we can get credit and you can get credits at betonline.ag. If I win, you get the dough. If we win the season, betonline.ag is going to give our favorite charity $5,000. So let's make this happen. Go to betonline.ag, promo code PODCAST1. You receive a 50% bonus. You can even go online, use your phone, sign up today. Try in-game live betting where you can participate with all the action and literally every play. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. Now, I understand you might have a little pop quiz for me. If you got one,
yeah.
Let's go for it.
All right, here we
Danny
go.
Danny Trejo pop quiz, here we go.
Pop quiz from DT, Danny Trejo, in the house. Name three iconic characters I've played in Robert Rodriguez movies.
Oh, brother. Man, I don't get to the movies much. I'm out on the road doing a lot of crappy sports. I just did the International Speed Fishing Championships, and I got the Interstate Barehanded Culvert Hunt coming up. So I'm in a lot of crappy hotels that don't have HBO. But I know you played a nice guy in the first one, the spy movie. And then you played, brother, I'm going to – I lose. Name him. That's 0 for 1. I'm 0 for 1.
Machete, Navajas, and Cuchillo.
Cuchillo, I should have known that.
All knives.
That's Spanish for knife, yes.
All sharp objects. And the reason Robert did that is because my parole plan said not to be in the vicinity of sharp objects.
That's beautiful. All right, I'm 0 for 1. Keep going. Let's see if I can't even it up.
What do you think my favorite weapon on Man-at-Arms
is? I'm going to go with the, I'm going to go with the samurai.
Whoa, you got it.
I got it, one for one.
Yeah,
Let's go with the rubber question.
Whoa.
Look out, I might win this one. This is very exciting for me.
Name three businesses that I have started.
Trejo's Tacos.
Right.
Which is northeast corner of Santa Monica.
Right.
And La Brea.
No, it's Highland. I have Trail.
Highland.
I got a bunch of them now.
Then you got a truck.
Yeah.
You got a truck, and now you got a coffee business.
Right. Oh, no. Okay, that's not. We have a coffee business in the. But right now we've got Trejo's Cantina.
Well, that's another. I'm going to take credit for that.
Trejo's
Tacos. I can't remember all the damn names.
Trejo's Donuts.
All the Spanish restaurants. Trejo's Donuts.
Right,
I got to go to.
Right on the corner of Santa Monica Boulevard and Highland. Trejo's Donuts.
Trejo's Donuts.
Coffee and donuts.
I'm going
and
there.
And
right
I just started a record company called Trejo's Music. We're
wow.
dropping an album next month. It's called Chicano Soul Shop, Volume 1.
Chicano Soul Shop.
Yeah, buddy.
I can't wait for that. Man, that pop quiz, which I'm going to go with a tie because I got 2 out of 3 businesses.
Got it.
So I'm going to go 1.5 to 1.5. I do very poorly on Hispanic. But this one I kind of nailed. That ad brought to you by Ad Nauseam, the tummy medicine that really works if you keep taking it and taking it and taking it. My guest today, the one and only Danny Trejo. Follow him on Twitter at OfficialDannyT. If you're in L.A., chase down his food truck. And, of course, go to DannyTrejo.net for all kinds of cool products. Everything Danny's doing you're going to find there, including the latest thing, the Chicano Soul. And catch his show on the L.A. Network, Men at Arms, our Florida War. It sounds like an incredible season coming.
Awesome. And see you at Trejo's Cantina.
Beautiful. Danny, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Follow me on Twitter at Chet Waterhouse and follow my comedian buddy at Real Jeff Cesario. Thanks for tuning in. Support my sponsors, TrueCar, BetOnline.ag, and Pluto. If you want more of me this weekend, I'll be in Scalding Springs, Arkansas for the 13th annual He-Man Jenga using logs straight off a lumber truck. And this year, for the first time, the airtight varnish chamber. This is Chet Waterhouse reminding you to play with pain.
Clang, 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 clang. That's a cowbell. It just needed a cowbell. I'm sorry.
The Los Angeles Rams-Kansas City Chiefs game was moved from Mexico City back to Los Angeles due to inferior field conditions in Mexico City. I will remind the NFL, however, that Danny Trejo is still very pissed about that. Hey, folks, Pluto TV is the leading free streaming television service. That's right, free. Watch over 100 TV channels, thousands of movies on demand, all for free. No credit card needed, no sign up. Pluto TV is the easy and completely legal way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies free. What are you waiting for? Never pay for TV again. Download Pluto TV for free on all of your favorite devices today.